On this fine Wednesday, we keep showing up. We're going to be here every week. I have a check for $1,000. Why? Well, our team challenge just wrapped up, and the top team of four, Fab Four, in fact, is their name, won $1,000 for their charity because they had the highest participation mark. So that's great, but this is actually potentially for you. We have a new coach on our team, Rebecca, who's, lost 60 pounds herself, great transformation, walks the walk. And is breaking into the coaching industry. So she's joining our team, and we want to give away one spot with her because it'll give us a juicy transformation, a good before after photo to prove her results, okay? And it's a $1,000 value. So if you want in on that, the first comment links to the post where you have to enter, okay? Or you can comment, pick me below, and I will send you the details. But I don't want to leave this show just as a quick promo for our giveaway, even though I think that's beneficial for a lot of you who say you can't afford coaching. I'd argue most people have $300, $400, $500 on their statements every month on things that aren't serving them, that could be better served going to their health and fitness, but I'm not one to judge. So that's not what this is about. It's about giving you free coaching, the chance to transform by summer. And I want to go through four things today that you absolutely must track to transform by summer. You got roughly 3 months. Winnipeg summer doesn't really kick in until, June, late June, July. So, with that said, whether you win this contest or not, you are going to benefit if you do these four things. Okay? Marie, absolutely. Get your husband in here. So, with that said, what are those four things to track? Everyone's gonna know this first one. We call it the CAP, calorie and protein goal. If you don't know how much calories you're consuming, how much protein you're consuming, you can eat healthy and get nowhere because fat loss doesn't happen by accident. It happens by having a system, and we dial in our system. Like every member is expected to share their food with us and get their gold star at the end of the day, which means they're in range of their calorie target and their protein target. You do that, it's simple science. I don't care how much or how little you're working out. If you dial in your nutrition like that, inches off the waist, fat loss off the scale, right? Now, you want to lose fat, not just weight. So that's where you track the second piece, and that is your workouts. It doesn't have to be boot camps. In fact, running boot camps, HIIT, Orange Theory, all these things are kind of majoring in the minors. To actually maintain muscle on a diet, boring old strength training, where you're lifting things up, putting them down, actually not training that hard is the most effective strategy. And I'm going to get some blowback back on that, but I can guarantee it. I put one person on a calorie-controlled diet with strength training, someone else does a million boot camps. Doesn't calorie control, doesn't strength train the way they should, one's gonna look a hell of a lot better. Guaranteed, I would put all my life's savings on that. So track your workouts, track your calories and protein. Those are the first two. Third one, and you can do this with your phone, but most people have a wearable nowadays, track your steps. Walking is super underrated, and especially as you start to diet, your body will kind of slow down your movement. To make up that difference, just aim for 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day. If you've got dogs, you can hammer that out in one walk. Most people need to break it up. 10-minute mini movement breaks between appointments, get some energy, get some blood flow to the brain so that next hour you're way more productive. Don't say you don't have time. 10 minutes is going to mean you're far more productive, 10 times more productive in the afternoon to fall. All right. That's number three. Number four. If you're here live, type live, by the way. I see a few of you. If you're on the replay, type replay. And if you haven't heard how to enter our contest for a 90-day transformation, hit that first pinned comment or comment pick me below. Number four. Track your sleep. You burn body fat, you exhale it out while you sleep. Well, there's other ways you'd lose it, but primarily, if you're sleeping that 6 or less hours per night, you know how you feel the next day. You're not going to move as much. You're going to make poorer food choices. You're going to be grumpier. You're not going to be, sticking to the program because your willpower is starting off with a half-drained battery. But if you prioritize getting in bed on time, turning off Netflix, getting 7+ hours of sleep, I use an Oura Ring to track this. You don't have to track it necessarily. You know how you feel when you slept versus not. So you're aiming for 80% of days to get quality sleep. That's when you release growth hormone. You burn more calories. You're starting in a calorie deficit if you don't sleep enough. The science is super clear here. It's like the equivalent of like 200 calories burned on a treadmill if you just sleep that extra hour. That hour is more important than getting up at 5 to do a boot camp. Okay? We want to do both, but you've got to prioritize your sleep. So that's number four on the four things you must track. Especially getting older, you got to prioritize that because you'll be getting up at night. It's harder to get your quality Z's, right? All right. So hopefully that summarizes things for you guys. The four to summarize: track your calorie and protein because diet is the biggest lever to pull if fat loss is your goal. Don't wing it. Don't guesstimate. Our eyes are always bigger than our stomach, right? We always overconsume when we wing it. So don't wing it there. Track your workouts. Get stronger over time. If you're not consistently getting stronger over time, even if it's just a few reps here and there, the body doesn't change. It just breaks down. You want to build up the muscle, burn the fat. Track your steps. 8 to 10,000 steps a day. If you can do that, it's amazing what happens. You lose fat a lot easier without feeling like you're working hard. You shouldn't be sweating through your shirt. It's walking. And then track your sleep. Prioritize those 7 to 8 hours because you'll feel better, you'll perform better, you'll burn more fat. All right? Again, if you want in on the contest, type pick me below or hit the link directly to go to that post with all the specifics on how to enter. Last day today, she's going through the applications with my help tomorrow. Now's your time. If you told me you can't afford it in the last week or 2 or months, but you're stuck where you're at, you know more information isn't the answer. Implementation is. Having someone guide you who's already walked the path, Rebecca is a living proof of what's possible in a short timeline when you have support and a system and a community around you to level up and smash your limiting beliefs. If you've been doing it on your own for decades and haven't accomplished much, that is the answer. I am living proof of that. I've made all those mistakes and more trying to figure things out on my own and getting nowhere. So, no shame in that game. Talk soon. That's it for the Winnipeg Weight Loss Show. You can find the podcast on Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. I'm a dinosaur. I don't know about that stuff, but we do have a show now. Talk soon.